From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Across the country, Americans, who usually have little reason to follow local news in New York City or Washington, are now riveted by events in those cities. Even people who've never been to the East Coast say they're shaken and angered by last week's terrorist attacks. We'll hear views from three small towns. First, Kathy Witkowski reports from Seeley Lake, Montana.
In terms of both geography and culture, Seeley Lake is about as far from New York City as you can get. The tiny mountain community has one grocery store, a few bars, restaurants, and churches, a golf course, and a lumber company. There are no high-rises, no movie theater, and no traffic jams. But this week, residents thought of New Yorkers as their neighbors and their kin.
It's hard for us to deal with it, too.
Pat Mitchell is manager of Wold's Valley Market.
It's hard to talk about it, though. Even though it's not right here, it's still America, no matter where you're at.
Americans everywhere are upset. Lauren Rose is the comptroller at the local lumber mill.
As soon as you're come to your senses and you're not numb anymore and you're not in shock, you're mad.
Work went on as usual this week at the mill. But employees like 24-year-old Sam Vanoy know that what happened in New York and Washington marks a turning point for all Americans.
You know, we think of, you know, the United States as being safe from all that, and it can never happen to us. And then all of a sudden it's happened, and thousands of people are dead, and you always think of wars other places and other countries, and just never thought I'd bring it here, and it kind of brings it to life, I guess.
Like many Seeley Lake residents, Vanoy has been praying this week for the victims and their families, and he wishes he lived close enough to do more.
I watched on televisions, you know, wish you could, you know, be there, you know, looking for the people that were, you know, under the buildings and stuff, you know, trying to save them, but, you know, you can't really do any. It makes it tough living here, and you can't really do anything for them.
But the town has found other ways to show its solidarity. Local stores have sold out of American flags. The floral shop has filled several requests for red, white, and blue themed arrangements, and scattered businesses display signs in support of the victims and the country. On Friday, as part of the National Day of Mourning, eighth grader Katie Williams organized a noontime memorial at her school.
I was thinking about all the families and how they feel. I was thinking about how lucky some people are, and I was thinking about how our country has come together so well for this.
So far, Seeley Lake hasn't been directly affected by the attacks, but that could change if the United States becomes embroiled in a protracted military conflict. Many area residents have kids in the service, and Jill Hohen's son is scheduled to join up next spring.
He's going into the Air Force. Mm-hmm. He's all signed up and ready to go, so kind of makes you nervous.
And 13-year-old Nikki Manjaris feels a little more vulnerable these days.
I feel safe up here, but I don't think that we're entirely completely safe. I don't think anyone is.
For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Seeley Lake, Montana.